Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to a very special edition of Weekdays with Murph. It's special for two reasons. Number one, today, right now, you're listening to the 200th episode of Weekdays with Murph. That's just crazy to say, isn't it, Em?
Yeah. I remember the 75th and the 100th and the 150th and now 200.
200. Yeah, you know, this was before your time, but I remember the 50th. Oh.
Yeah, I've been around a while. Actually, I think I remember 50. I think it was like right when I got here. Can't remember. I'll look it up in a minute. Anyway,
and
yeah,
another reason why this is such a special show is for today's guest, who needs no introduction, but I'm going to try my best anyway. today on the show, we have a super talented singer-songwriter, Kaylee Shore, joining us. We'll talk with Kaylee about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. So I think with that, I let's welcome the lovely and talented Miss Kaylee Shore to the show. Hey, Kaylee, how are
you? Thanks so much for having me, guys. I'm super excited.
I really appreciate you doing this and taking about 30 minutes out of what I know is a busy schedule. I normally do this for every interview, but I'm just gonna jump right into this. Let's talk about as you call it, the A Little Song That Could, aka Fight Like a Girl.
Yeah. Well, I wrote this song about a year ago this month with Haley Steele and Lena Stone, and Lena had this idea for a while to write a song called Fight Like a Girl, and we couldn't think of a better way to write it than with, you know, three girls who are all really close friends in a room. So we all met through Song Suffragettes, which is like a group of girls here in Nashville just kind of collaborating and encouraging each other and trying to, you know, change the conversation about women in country music. And so we were writing a song kind of about our experiences with that and really how much we talk about it a lot because of our involvement with Song Suffragettes, but just the problem of the lack of women in country music. And so we sat down to write a song about it and really, you know, wrote what was on our hearts that day and left the room feeling pretty good about what we had down, but I don't think we knew even then how special that song was. And I remember I played it for my mom, and my mom is a cancer survivor, and the first thing she said was that it reminded her of, you know, her battle with cancer, and we weren't even, you know, thinking that that was a thing with that song. So that was really, really cool to hear her say that, you know, to realize, you know, like that we all have a lot in common. We fight different battles, but, you know, we all know how to fight like a girl.
Right. And as I was telling you off air, that song struck a chord with me big time. And I'll be totally and completely honest with you. I have no shame in saying this. I tend to get emotional every time I hear this song.
Well, I get emotional playing it, so.
Cody, you get emotional over everything, so don't be, like, he really does.
Don't give away
yeah,
my secret, Tim.
He has actually told me that more than once, like, that song makes him emotional, but he's funny because he tells people, like, he gets emotional, but, like, Cody gets emotional over most things. So.
Pretty much.
But, no, yeah, he
I'm
does.
I'm a softie.
He's told me, like, on multiple occasions.
I'll admit that right now.
Like,
I'm a softie.
He's told me on, like, multiple occasions that he's listening to it or that it makes him emotional. So he's
oh,
real.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I was up in Boston playing a show last month, and I have seen my mom in the past year, but I hadn't played any shows when I was seeing her because I kind of – when I go home, it's sometimes, you know, you want to go play shows back home, but sometimes I'm really tired and want to take a little bit of vacation and just be with the people I love and all that. So it was actually, I didn't realize until I got up on stage to sing it, my mom was sitting in the front row, that was the first time she'd ever heard me play Fight Like a Girl live. And so I got to the line about, I want to make my mama proud, and I, like, couldn't even finish singing because I was crying. Like, so I definitely,
wow.
I feel you. I'm, like, getting emotional during that song.
That's such a good story, though.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really nice to have her there.
Before we go any further, we do have a caller on the line. 732, you're on.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah,
hello,
732,
yes. Hi, Cody. It's Craig. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, Craig,
how are you?
Buddy?
Good, how are you doing?
Good.
Kaylee, I have yet to see a show of yours, even though I was in CMA Fest. I would love to come see a show of yours. I would, when I'm in Nashville during CMA Fest next time. I wanted to ask you, first of all, I think you have a terrific future. I'm
Thank
so happy
you.
That your songs are being played on the highway with now with He's Just Not It, That Into You.
Oh, me too.
Was Fight Like a Girl, and I hope it continues to expand to the more popular local radio stations, like 98.3 here in Nash FM, 94.7, and all the Nash FM stations. So I really and hope you'll be also opening for a act like Kelsey Ballerini in the future.
Oh, well, that would be very fun. So.
Yes. But I wanted to ask you, did you graduate from Belmont and then were you able to sign with a label and now you're just trying to get much popular as possible doing the song Suffrage at Night every Monday in the listening room?
So I actually didn't go to college at all, which was kind of a little scary moving down here and not really having a way to know anybody. But my mom sat me down my senior year of high school and was like, I had saved up my credit so I could graduate early and then worked full-time to move to Nashville. So my senior year looked a little bit different than most people's. So I sat down and my mom was like, okay, I know if you go to college, you're not going to have your whole heart in it or your whole focus because you're going to be, you know, thinking about music because that's like what you were meant to do. And she's like, I know if you go to school, you're not going to, basically, I wasn't going to put in the effort, which is very, very true. And so she was like, I want you to go after music and I want you to chase it and I want you to know it's okay with me if you don't go to school. And I think school is such an important thing for so many people, but I think in my case, I'm really glad I got to go down to Nashville and just kind of throw myself in songwriting. And, you know, I'd love to go back to school one day, but right now I'm kind of like living my dream and I don't know where I would fit it in my schedule. And I haven't signed with a record label yet. I still am really looking for the right deal. But it's been really fun to kind of do things independently because it allows me to be a lot more in tune with what the fans want. And the reason I released He's Just Not That Into You as my second single was because of the fan response we had gotten to it. So I think it's allowed me a lot of freedom to really just, you know, give y'all what you want and really be in tune to that. So.
Yes. And the big up, it's I think a lot of fans and vice versa really appreciate you for you extending yourself to the fans in the way you do.
Thank you.
You were pretty much, you did several events during the CMA Fest. I think you performed that Friday night on Second Avenue South. I forget the name of the bar. Was it the Whiskey Saloon?
Wild Horse Saloon, yeah.
And you were at the fanfare. How was it like performing with Ray Lynn?
Oh, it was super fun. It was actually our second time playing a show together, and she is just like the sweetest. She's really fun, and we had planned to do a big cover with all of the girls on stage of God Made Girls, and we were all going to trade off on our verses, but then we got cut off because fanfare closed at 5 p.m., so we were really sad we couldn't get to do it, but hopefully we'll get to do our big group moment in the future. But she's great, and I love, love, love her new single, Love Triangle. I think she's fantastic, and she's so fun to hang out with backstage, and she's just a really, really great person and performer.
Yes, Love Triangle, I think, is just as good as God My Girls, if not even better. I really went to the top of the charts.
Yeah.
Cody, can I ask her one more question?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Would you say that's the one of the, I mean, Kaylee, is that basically the, you think the main reason why you do song suffrage every night in the listening room to extend yourself to the fans?
Absolutely. I also think, you know, it's a very enriching experience to be a part of. I mean, my best friends are a part of it. So many great relationships have been formed through that, but it's also great because it's a really casual place to get to meet people after the show, and people come in from out of town. Most of our people who come to see the show, they come from out of town to see it. They've heard about it. We had somebody who came from the UK just to come to Nashville and you know, and also to see our show, which was really cool. But it's just so great to get to meet people and hear their stories, you know, about how Fight Like a Girl has impacted them, or it's really fun. And I think that just being involved with the show, just kind of on more of a bigger level, has also just, you know, made me a better woman, made me more supportive of other girls, and really taught me a lot about life. So I'm really thankful for my involvement in it, and also because I get to meet people like you.
Well, thank you. Well, I have yet to meet you in person, Kaylee.
Yes,
but
we will
I
get
really
there.
Hope that happens sometime
right.
in 2017, where I hope that, I know you said you were just in Baltimore, I think. And
yes,
in
I sang at the Orioles game. It was so fun.
If only they would have gotten further in the playoffs. Maybe they could have asked you to play an anthem during that.
I know.
So I hope that you end up coming to either New Jersey or New York to play where I live in and work.
Yes,
or,
I would love to do that. So hopefully soon.
I hope so too. And I hope to see you next year and meet in person. See you perform and meet you again in person, Kaylee.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I know some mutual fans. Jake Scoggins is a big fan.
Oh, like, I love Jake.
Jake's is doing very well, except his late aunt just passed away. So
keep him in my prayers.
Oh, thank you. And I know that he told me that you sent him a message saying something, that you were going to send him something, and he told me he was so happy that made his whole day.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yes, and it would make my day when I get to see you perform and meet you after the show.
Oh, yes. Well, I promise that will happen. I do meet and greets after. I've only ever not done a meet and greet after one show, and it was because I had an hour to get ready for the CMT Awards, so I felt like that was a pretty good excuse. So.
I would say
pretty
so, too, yes.
I think you
more than made up during the rest of CMA Fest.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well,
so,
I will be in town for CMA Fest next year, so hopefully I'll see you then.
I hope so too, Kaylee. And
Greg,
thank you for speaking with me, and thank you for letting me, Cody.
Yeah, thanks, guys, so much. Nice meeting you.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Thank you.
Bye, man. Greg's great. I mean, we follow each other on Twitter, too, and he's just great.
Good. Yeah, that was really fun. I love taking calls. That's super fun.
He did bring up a couple points that I wanted to talk about, too. SiriusXM The Highway.
Yeah.
They've been really great about basically breaking new music, if that makes any sense, and introducing fans to a new talent like yourself. I talked a second about how Stormy Warren and everybody over there at SiriusXM has helped you out from day one. Talk about that a second.
Yeah, they've been so amazing. Fight Like a Girl got picked up by The Highway around Valentine's Day, and it was a total surprise to us. A young girl named Emily Fenton, who works over there, she was an intern at the time, and she came to a Song Suffragettes show and heard the song, looked it up on YouTube when she got home, really liked it, and then brought it up in one of her very first pitch meetings. And, a couple months later, she had a full-time position at The Highway, and I had a song that was a highway find and was getting spun like 50, 60 times a week there. So that was a really, really cool experience, and, I mean, her and I are really great friends, and I think she's just such an amazing example of what positivity in the music industry can do. And I actually just saw her and Buzz Brainerd a couple nights ago at the Florida Georgia Line pre-party in Nashville, and you know, we all went running right up to each other and giving each other hugs, and I mean, everyone over there is just so, so sweet and always, you know, just happy to, you know, give a hug and, you know, encouragement.
Yeah.
And I think that's so important in a industry where, you know, sometimes people aren't so nice. Everyone I've met over at the highway has been absolutely amazing, and Stormy's really, really fun, and I got to have a drink with him in Key West, which was fun. But they're all so great.
You know, and speaking sort of selfishly for myself, but I tend to pride myself on, well, the show anyway does, we tend to pride ourselves on our loyalty. If we have a artist like yourself on the show, we will do everything in our power to help promote anything you do.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's so amazing. And I think that's just so important, and that makes people really, you know, want to be a part of what you're doing. I think that's something the highway has going for them as well.
And another thing I wanted to bring up is your involvement with Song Suffragettes.
Yeah.
You know, I was at the listening room a couple of months ago. It's one of my favorite spots in Nashville.
It is.
I absolutely love it over there. It is. I actually have family that lives about 10 minutes outside of the city, so I tried to make trips up to Nashville whenever I possibly can. So it's,
yeah,
it's a great city. But how did you get first involved with Song Suffragettes?
Well, it was kind of the brainchild of this company in Nashville. Between Todd Cassidy and Helena Capps, and they both work at Todd's company. They really just noticed their production company. They do a lot of stuff with film and et cetera, and they noticed a lack of women in country music and wanted to do something about it. So out of the goodness of their hearts, they put together this this, you know, all-girls singer-songwriters night, and we started in a small venue in Nashville and eventually outgrew it and moved to the listening room. But they, you know, are really dedicated to it and asked me to be a part of it at the very beginning, along with Daisy Mallory, Janelle Arthur, and Lena Stone, and actually Kelsey Ballerini played our second show ever. She's amazing.
That's impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, yeah, it's been really, really great being a part of it, but I've been a part of it since the very beginning, and watching it grow has been really, really awesome.
That's cool. And there was something else that Craig brought up that I wanted to touch on. Speaking of SiriusXM, the highway, they just debuted your brand new single this past weekend.
Yes, they
just
did.
Just not that into you. I always like to ask singers this, whether it's Fight Like a Girl or He's Just Nothing That Into You. What was your first reaction when you heard those songs for the first time on the highway?
Oh, it was absolutely amazing. Fight Like a Girl was so emotional because it just was really unexpected, and it was my first time ever hearing myself on the radio. And, I mean, I don't think it's lost its magic the second time around. I feel just even more lucky to, you know, some people get a first song on the radio, but sometimes they don't get a second song on the radio, so that's really, really exciting. But I think it's just very magical and, you know, something I'd wanted since I was a little girl. I mean, I remember writing in my diary when I was like 8 years old saying, all I want is a song on the radio, and if I get that, I'll be so happy. And it was very true. It did not disappoint.
So that's awesome. You still with us, Em?
Yeah.
Hi, Em.
Hi.
I feel like I've left you out over there. I feel like I've left you out over there.
No, it's okay.
You got anything do you want to ask?
Sure, but for the record, anyone who's listening who's never listened before, he doesn't normally do all the talking. Normally, I'm the one that talks the whole time. This change, like, this is nice, getting to listen and just enjoy it. But, okay, if you could duet with anyone ever, they don't have to be currently living, who would you choose?
Okay, I would probably pick... I think I'd really, really like to do a duet with Tim McGraw or Faith Hill. I think that those would be, like, my two number ones, probably. Or maybe we could just do, like, I could duet with Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
I think I love them, too, and I think they're the, like, most adorable couple. Like, I stalk her Instagram.
They're so pretty.
Yeah, they are. I get you. They are, Cody. Stalk Faith Hill's Instagram, seriously. Actually, if you stalk Faith Hill's Instagram, you'll probably see shirtless Tim McGraw, which is not bad either.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, stalk her on Instagram.
Okay, now.
Cody, I'm telling you. Okay. Cody,
you know,
I forgot. Wait a minute. You told me the other day, you asked a really great question, and I told you I was stealing it, and now I can't remember what it was. Do you remember?
Hold on 1 second.
He asked it last
somewhere.
Tuesday, and it's driving me nuts. I was trying to think. I always steal his questions because he's
it's
still
mine. It's in a text somewhere. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, well, while he's looking for that, I'll ask you this. Aside
mm-hmm.
from your own music and all that stuff, what are you currently listening to, and what are you currently watching on TV?
Ooh, okay. I'm watching Westworld on TV on HBO. It's amazing. It's got robots and the Wild West and, like, dystopian stuff. It's, like, all my favorite things in one show. It's really great. So I'm watching a lot of Westworld. Also, Superstore. Have y'all seen Superstore yet?
I have.
It is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, I'm so, like, emotionally attached to all the characters. And then also This Is Us, which is, like, super emotional, and I cry every episode. But those are my, like, three favorites
okay.
right now.
What is the basis of that show? Because everybody's talking about it and how great it is, and I don't have a clue.
Well, okay, so you need to watch the first episode, because if I tell you, it's going to spoil the plot twist
okay.
at the end of the first episode. But it's just about, like, it's a very real, emotionally told story. It's a drama, but it's just real people, and kind of about how they all share the same birthday, and it kind of goes off that, and about how they're a lot more similar than they realize. But I don't want to give away too much, because
okay.
the first episode will blow your mind. It's on Hulu. Sit down and watch it. You won't regret it.
I see some people talking about this online and stuff, and it just, I'm like, okay, I need to know. And the guy on there, I can't think of his name. I'm totally blanking.
Milo Ventimiglia, the guy from Gilmore Girls?
No, there's a guy on there that was on Army Wives, and I can't think, what is his name? Oh, no. Hang on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forget his name in real life, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but he's on Army Wives, and I'm obsessed with Army Wives, and I was like, I have to watch it because it's Rollins.
that's
like my favorite show, but, well, it, that show's an emotional, like, it break your heart 5,000
oh,
times
totally.
And put it back together. But, yeah, I saw him on the thing, and I was like, I have to watch this. There's Rollins from Army Wives. But, yes, I'm a Gilmore Girls fan, too, so the other guy, whatever his name is, I'm now blanking. The Gilmore
Milo.
Girls care.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
you go. Him. Yeah.
Please
I want to watch all of my men are on the show.
It's amazing. And then as far as music, I've been listening to a lot of John Bellion. He's, like, a fantastic pop artist who I'm really, really obsessed with, and he's amazing live, and just I'm a really, really huge fan. I also like the new Nick Jonas record a lot. That's, like, super good. Kelly Bannon's EP
love
is
him.
So fun. I love her. And then
I
am always, always, always listening to 90s Tim McGraw. Like, that is just always on every playlist I ever make. I'm going to put, like, a 90s Tim McGraw song on there.
Don't we all?
That's
yeah.
cool.
There's nothing like it.
And speaking of music, yes, I'm about to tell off on myself here. If you flip through my iTunes playlist, my music taste ranges from, oh my God, you need to hear this, to, I know, please don't judge me for this.
True. Sure.
Very true.
Pretty bad. Well, actually, it's true, and we were, like, married on iTunes for 5 minutes where you have the, where you can share, and I
yeah.
love Cody. You should be like, I can't believe you actually paid money for some of this. And he was like, shut up. You paid money for the achy breaky heart. And I was like, I did. I did do that. But
oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Oh, I just Googled him. His name is Sterling K. Brown. If anyone out there was also curious, Roland on Army Wise was Sterling K. Brown, and he's on this
bus
now. Anyway, Cody, go ahead.
I found the question, Em.
Okay.
I found the question that I was blanking about earlier. I found that question. In your live shows, Kaylee, do you any covers? And if you do, what's your favorite song to cover?
Well, we do a couple. We do some older songs, like from the 2000s, like when I was growing up and really first buying CDs and getting into music. So we do a cover of The Middle by Jimmy World that is always so fun to play live. And the lyrics of it
song.
Are really all about girl empowerment, which I love, and just kind of being positive. And I just love that song. And it definitely got me through some hard times when I was younger and, you know, girls weren't being nice at school. I would always listen to that song and tune them out with my headphones. So it's fun to play that, you know, for 4,000 people and remember that everything does turn out okay in the end. And then we also do a really fun cover of Dierks Bentley, What Was I Thinking, which is really fun because it's just so much energy. So,
right. That's cool. You know, I was on your website earlier doing a little research into this thing. You're playing Vegas Friday, aren't you?
I am. I'm so excited.
You know, that's one place that I've never been, but I've always wanted to go.
Yeah, I've never been either, so I'm excited. I'm also excited to get some In-N-Out because In-N-Out Burger is my fave.
Uh-huh.
I never had it. I hear great things.
A couple more questions for you. This is one I'm always interested to hear the response to. If you could change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
Change one thing about my career. I feel like everything's worked out pretty well so far, but, I mean, if I could, I would probably, like, maybe give myself, like, a bigger vocal range. I feel like I could have a little bit of fun with that, but... Like, maybe, like, a little bit more of an Ariana Grande range than I have. I feel like that would be – I would have some fun with that. Yeah. That's the only thing I think I would change. Everything else I think has been great, so.
Doesn't everyone want to be Ariana Grande?
Exactly. I feel like that's a fair statement. That's, like, a good answer without seeming unappreciative of what I have.
if I could just be anyone for one day, I just want to be Martina McBride for one day.
Yep, exactly. I figured out a long time ago I was never going
to
sing like Martina McBride, so I don't even try to anymore. But
she literally, like, is my favorite, and I tell Cody this all the time. I'm like, I wish I could just sing like her. I have that top range. I don't have, like, the lower range as well, and she has both. So
yeah.
She's, like, my goal in life.
Oh, yeah,
like,
100%.
When you grow up, Martina McBride.
Yep. Amen.
Yep. She gets me, Cody. She gets me.
Yeah, she gets you.
Anyway,
does everybody
you can
on the
talk
show? okay. We've only got about 90 seconds left, but I wanted to give you a little time to tell the listeners where they can find you on social media if they want to follow
you. So you can find all of my stuff on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. I am Kaylee Shore, KaleeShorr. On Snapchat, I am KShore, KShorr. And you can find everything on my website. Twitter and Snapchat are probably my favorite. So that's where you'll find me the most.
and I follow you on everything. So
good.
I follow you on Twitter.
I'll get you covered there.
When we have people on a show, it always takes me till like they're on the show to follow them. And some of them follow me, and then I feel bad because I realize who they were and then I didn't follow them. But
that's funny. Well, I'll let you off the hook for that one.
Yeah. But also, anything coming up for you, really quick, just anything coming up for you, anything exciting, music, shows, whatever, just anything you've got going
on? Well, I'm in the process of recording the EP, which I'm really, really excited about. We're releasing the music video for He's Just Not That Into You very, very soon. We just finished it, so it's in the post-production phase, and I think it's really going to show a different side to my personality, which I'm very excited about. And just more shows. And, I mean, I'll definitely have a couple months off in the winter just because it's not touring season. But as soon as I'm already booking shows all over the country for this spring. So I'll be a couple places I've never been before, which will be really fun.
So you'll be around.
One more question before we go. And this is kind of a fun one that I always ask people. I'm gonna throw a scenario at you right quick. Okay. You're stuck on a desert island, and you can only take three items with you. What are they?
A boat. I would probably say my Bible, a solar-powered MP3 player with Apple Music or Spotify, and my dog. I think I can do anything with that.
Solid choices.
And that brings up, something else. I thank you for reminding me of what I'm about to say. I want to talk about your dog for like 5 minutes, Buddy the Beagle. This dog
Buddy the Beagle.
I see him all the time on Snapchat, Instagram. This guy's a star.
He was born for the showbiz life.
How did you come to choose Buddy, or how did Buddy choose you? Is probably the more appropriate thing.
What was that? Sorry, I think I missed the last part.
No, I said. How did you come to own Buddy, or how did Buddy come to own you?
Exactly, that's a better way to put it. Well, Buddy came from a rescue called Beagle Freedom Project, and they save dogs from animal testing, so they rescue them and give them a second chance at life after they've lived in a lab for their entire lives up until that point. And I was, kind of got really involved with, cruelty-free and not buying makeup or cleaning products or anything that's tested on animals. And I got really passionate about it, and because I don't do anything halfway, I decided I also needed to adopt a dog from that was an animal testing rescue. But Buddy has just been the most, rewarding thing, and he was on the set of my music video this past weekend. He was very well-behaved, and he got lots of treats. So he's just such a great example of just, pure love. I mean, he's had humans do so many terrible things to him, and he still is just so happy and just wants to love everybody, and it's really inspiring. And I'm a huge dog person. He's the cutest, so.
That's awesome. 30 minutes, it kind of really flew by, didn't it?
It did, yeah, but thank you so much for having me.
I think, like I said, for I took some time out of what I know is a busy schedule.
Yes, well, thank you so much. I was really happy to do it. You've just been so supportive, so thank you so much.
But so have you, Kaylee. And I'm going to tell you the same thing I told you off air. If you ever need anything from Amiriam, don't ever hesitate to reach out to us, okay?
Oh, I won't. Thank you so much, Cody. I really appreciate it.
Back anytime.
And I've got to say this right quick before I let you go. I've always been a big supporter of the women of country music. Kim knows this well, and there's nothing in this world that I enjoy better than seeing y'all succeed.
Well, thank you so much. I think what you do is really amazing and really inspiring, so thank you for doing what y'all do.
Thanks, Kaylee. And I'll definitely be talking to you later, okay?
All right. Thanks so much, guys. I'll talk to you later.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Did that just really happen? Wow.
Yep.
I'm still kind of in a fog over here because Kaylee is just, but she's adorable.
Yeah. I agree.
So let's do announcements real quick, and then we'll end this madness.
Okay, go for it.
All right, let's see. For November 1st, we're doing a very, very special show with our dear friend Amanda Jo for a Diabetes Awareness Month, which is in November. And you had said something about next week's show. I'll let you talk about that.
Oh, next week's show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, next week at 4:30,
yeah,
we are doing a show for Spina Bifida Awareness Month, and I am going to talk about it because, as you all know, or if you don't know, surprise.
You're
Cody
a talker.
Has spina bifida, so, and I'd like to talk, so I'll be talking all about that next week. And Cody's here, but it's kind of weird for him to talk about it himself because it's just like I'm sitting here doing nothing.
Yeah, it's a little weird, but anyway.
I will be talking about it and teaching you guys about it and talking about what it's like having a best friend who has it and how it's not that big of a deal. I mean, it's a big deal, but it's not like, you know, people think all these things and they're not true. So I'm going to tell you guys all about it and all about my experience and all that fun stuff. Plus, I'm also a nursing student, so I got some experience. I got some brains on this subject. And I read medical journals, which Cody makes fun of me for. Yeah, so we're going to be talking about that next Tuesday, and I'll tell you guys everything I know and everything I have learned and what I've learned being best friends with Cody through the years. And actually, you know, I didn't learn this for over a year after we became friends, and I'll tell you guys how I learned and all that stuff, because you don't just ask someone. So, why are
you... It was a very, very simple way that you learned this.
Yeah, you don't ask people, hey, why don't you walk, or why are you in a wheelchair, because that's really rude. So, I learned after about a year and a half, and I never even thought about it, like, before that. I never, like... It was never a thing for me, but I'll tell you guys all about it and all about my experience and all that stuff next Tuesday. So tune in if you want to learn about spina bifida, and since Awareness Month, we figured it was fitting, which Cody has had this for 30 years, and he didn't know there was a month for it until me this year.
Until this year.
I'm going to say, we should all wear yellow next Tuesday, because I know that wearing yellow every day is a bit hard to do.
Much.
Especially if you're me and you look like crap in yellow. But it's kind of difficult to wear yellow every day unless you wear something that's yellow that's jewelry, like a bracelet or whatever. So everybody wear yellow next Tuesday and join us to learn all about it.
Yep. I think I'm going to let you go and kind of wrap things up here, okay?
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Bye, girl. Well, guys, enjoy our interview with the lovely and talented Miss Akili Shore, and as M said, the next 2 weeks are going to be a pretty special on the show. So I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right now. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.